W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Queer as Folklore, The Hidden Queer History of Myths and Monsters by Sasha Coward. Narrated by Will Watt. Foreword. Too often, we tend to think of folklore, legend, and myth as distinct from religion and history, and less important in historical terms. In actual fact, history and folklore have been almost indistinguishable from each other for millennia, just as myths were once the religions of great and fallen empires. Nowadays, we tend to make a hard distinction between fact and fantasy, legend and faith. But fantasy is not merely a collection of meaningless dreams and fairy tales. Dreams have all kinds of meanings for those prepared to look for them. Like fairy stories, they show us the truth through the lens of fantasy. Magic is sacred or profane, depending on the practitioner. The relationship between simple faith and simple suspension of disbelief is in the eye of the believer. The common thread that links them all is story and its relationship with power. History is the account of events as recorded by those in power. Religion is often the tool of that power used to enforce its authority. But folklore is the story of the common people, their hopes and dreams, or their desires and fears, passed from mouth to mouth, often in defiance of those in authority, for generations. And because over the centuries the common people have not had the same access to education and literacy as those who write the history books, this common lore has always been on the margins of history, fragmented, half forgotten, eclipsed by the tyranny of the printed word, the history we think we know. What better place then now to find those marginalized by society? We are living in a time of increasing intolerance for those who defy society's norms. The word queer, which entered the English language sometime in the 16th century, derives from a number of sources, notably from the Latin torquere, to twist. And until the 19th century, where it began to imply sexual deviancy, meant odd, wrong, peculiar. Nowadays, it has been reclaimed as a term to describe those who are neither heterosexual nor cisgender. Both words then entered our language relatively recently, much to the disapproval of those who wish to control its story and prevent its evolution.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?